Laura and Leslie, thank you. That was beautiful. Thank you for inviting the good spirit to be here with us. He walks with me and he talks with me. Beautiful words. Reading out of the sixth chapter of Genesis, beginning with verse 58, it is given unto them to know good from evil. Wherefore, they are agents unto themselves. And 61, therefore I give unto you a commandment to teach these things freely unto your children, saying that by reason of transgression cometh the fall, which fall bringeth death. And inasmuch as ye were born into the world by water and blood and the Spirit, which I have made, and so become of dust a living soul, even so ye must be born again into the kingdom of heaven, of water and of the Spirit, and be cleansed by blood, even the blood of mine only begotten, that ye may be sanctified from all sin and enjoy the words of eternal life in this world and eternal life in the world to come, even immortal glory. For by the water ye keep the commandment, by the Spirit ye are justified, and by the blood ye are sanctified. Therefore it is given to abide in you the record of heaven, the Comforter, the peaceable things of immortal glory, the truth of all things, that which quickeneth all things, which maketh alive all things, that which knoweth all things and hath all power according to wisdom, mercy, truth, justice, and judgment. And now behold, I say unto you, this is the plan of salvation unto all men. Through the blood of mine only begotten, who shall come in the meridian of time. And it came to pass when the Lord had spoken with Adam, our father, that Adam cried unto the Lord, and he was caught away by the Spirit of the Lord, and was carried down into the water, and was laid under the water, and was brought forth out of the water, and thus he was baptized. And the Spirit of God descended upon him, and thus he was born of the Spirit, and became quickened in the inner man. And he heard a voice out of heaven saying, thou art baptized with fire and with the Holy Ghost. This is the record of the Father and the Son from henceforth and forever. There it is. That's the plan. It was preached in the very beginning. And it remains true to today. Nothing has been altered. God's plan is the same today as it was in the day of Adam. Eve, I want to wish you a happy spiritual birthday today. On this March 11th, 2018, some of you may not know that Eve celebrated her eighth birthday on March 5th this year. So she is one lucky girl to have two birthdays in one week. So happy birthday. Today, the Lord is going to give you a couple birthday gifts. More than a couple. But two big ones that I hope you cherish the rest of your life. He's going to give you the gift of the Holy Ghost. He's going to give you the gift of eternal life. Such beautiful gifts. And He gives them to you freely because you've come unto Him to give yourself for Him. You know, another one of God's greatest gifts to us is our agency. The ability to choose. That gift has always been there for all of us. The Lord has never taken that away, our ability to choose. Life is a constant stream of choices, some good, some not so good. We all make both good and bad choices. We all chose to come to church today, didn't we? It's a good choice. Some choices take a great deal of thought, while others take no thought at all, either because of habit or experience. We all chose what to wear this morning. For some, that takes very little thought. For others, you know who you are. It takes a lot of thought. We are full of choices. And we have learned that there are consequences to these choices. We learn at a very early age. Although before the age of accountability, we are not held responsible for our actions because of our innocence. But we do learn from our actions. Before I learned how to walk, I was in my, I guess you call it a walker, roaming around the house. And I chose to take my walker for a ride down a full flight of steps. I can hear what some of you are thinking right now. That explains a lot about Mike. But I never did it again. I learned from that terrible choice that I made. See, I didn't know. I didn't know what the consequence would be. But we learn. Choices can define us. They can change the course of our lives for good or for bad. When you consider all the choices that a person makes, thousands, millions of choices throughout a life, it's oftentimes only a handful of choices that people are remembered for. Isn't that true? You think about historic figures, presidents. They make all these important choices. And when the history books are written, they're only known for a handful of them, whether good or bad. So we need to be careful. We don't know what choices we make are going to be remembered. So we need to be careful. Eve, because of your name, I couldn't help but study a little bit about Adam and Eve this week. The very first woman ever created, the mother of all mankind. I'm sure she made a lot of choices in her life. But there's one that she's most remembered for. And we can all know what that is, don't we? We all know what that is. After Adam was created, the Lord placed him in the Garden of Eden and was told that he had dominion over this garden. And he was told that he could eat freely of all the fruit of all the trees except one. That tree of the knowledge of good and evil in the midst of the garden. And he should not eat of that tree, lest he should die. That was a commandment given to Adam. That was before Eve was even created. And then Eve came along. And we don't know if her understanding of that law came directly from God. It could have. It could have come from her husband, Adam. But we know that she knew, because she herself, when she was tempted by Satan, she told him, "We are not to partake of this tree of knowledge of good and evil." And she said, "You know, we're not even supposed to touch it." That stuck out to me. As human beings, we struggle with sin. And sometimes we want to get really close to it. And say in our minds, "Well, I didn't eat of the tree, so I'm okay." But it says that they were not even supposed to touch it. We're not supposed to get near it, to examine it, but to stay clear, lest we should die. Well, you know the story. Satan beguiled Eve. He told her a bunch of lies, and she believed him. And she partook of that fruit, that forbidden fruit. And they suddenly knew good from evil. And they lived out the rest of their lives because of that choice. They were kicked out of the garden. They labored for their food. But here's the deal. That's not the end of the story, is it? God provided a way for them to come back. This God of mercy, of love, compassion. And he taught them, and he taught them to teach their children to come unto him and to follow him and to keep his commandments. And that they would be forgiven completely for all their bad choices that they made, so that they could be reunited with their Father in heaven. And we know that Adam and Eve did just that. They taught their children. It says, "Adam and Eve blessed the name of God, and they made all things known unto their sons and their daughters. And Adam ceased not to call upon God, and Eve also, his wife." So we should remember those choices that they made to follow their God and to teach their children. Eve, your parents have chosen to teach you. What a blessing that is for them to set the example for you. I learned this last week that your mom was baptized at the same age that you are now by her great-grandfather. That would be your great-great-grandfather. And your dad was baptized just a few years ago, according to your timetable, a whole lifetime ago. But I remember it well, and I had the privilege of baptizing your dad. And it was one of the greatest joys of my life. And I'm sure your dad's too. They have chosen rightly. And we celebrate with you today because of your choice to come and to be baptized and to receive of those holy gifts that the Lord has to give you. I want to end with a testimony. My brother and I, in June of 2014, we set out to climb a mountain called Castle Peak, just south of Aspen. And I think it's 14,265 feet above sea level. And we set out to summit that mountain. And it had snowed a lot that year. And we were not able to get very far with the Jeep. So we did a lot of hiking on the road. And as we got above tree line, that trail was reduced to just a few footsteps of someone that we could see that went on before us. And we climbed and climbed and climbed and got up to about 12,800 feet. And at that point, it just got so steep and so slick and so snowy, we couldn't make it any further. And so we had to turn around, disappointed, devastated. We didn't reach our goal. And in life, there's going to be a lot of disappointments. But don't let that get you down. 2 years later, we had the opportunity to go back to that same mountain in August. And most all the snow had cleared. And we discovered that that little narrow trail that we were walking on was actually wide enough to drive a Jeep on. And so we got up with the Jeep up to that point where we had to turn around the previous year. And we began to hike at that elevation and to climb this mountain. And when we got up there, it was overcast. And we could not see. We had very little sense of direction. And we decided to go a certain way, thinking that was the right way. And we headed out, and we followed the little markers that people had left before. We went from one to the other. That's all we could see. Just far enough to go to the next marker. And the further we went, the steeper it got, and the cloudier it got. We did not know if we were on the right path. We sat on the side of that mountain. We couldn't see any peaks above us. We couldn't see any valleys below us. Just the immediate area around us. And we sat there and we prayed for direction. And we listened. And if we were still enough, we could hear little voices off in the distance. And that was enough to convince us that we were on the wrong path. And we had climbed probably at least an hour and a half in the wrong direction. And so we turned around, headed back down that mountain, and as we did, the clouds began to part, and we could see little patches of blue sky. And it cleared up enough to where we could see across the mountain to where we were supposed to be. And it was a long ways. And we had a choice to make. You know, I didn't want to go down, so we had to go back up. We'd worked so hard. Why don't we just traverse around this mountain, take a little shortcut, and we can be there in no time. Well, good thing we didn't decide to do that. We actually chose to go back to where we started, and we climbed up the right path. And as we did, we could see that if we had made that choice to traverse the mountain, we would have hit a cliff that would have been very dangerous, and we would have had even further to go back. Why do I tell you all this? There may be times in your life when you find yourself in the midst of darkness that's talked about in the vision of Lehi, those temptations of Satan. And we need to make a choice. And the first thing that I want you to do is to stop and to pray. And then I want you to listen to that Holy Ghost who will point you in the right direction. And there's no shortcuts. You need to go back to the beginning, to this day. See, Jesus Christ is our reference point. And we find all direction through Him. And He will light your path through His Word. I did make it to the top of that mountain that day. And it was a blessing. On the way back down, the clouds formed again. But we found our way. And I'll never forget, as I was climbing that day, the song that kept coming through my mind. I need thee every hour. And where is that? I could not stop singing it. I need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee every hour. Stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art nigh. My hope is that the Lord will continue to bless you in your life, Eve. And we're so thankful to be able to witness this wonderful experience. And we continue to pray for you and look forward to watching you grow.